Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Living the good life here. It's a beautiful day out here on the West Coast, but we're going to send it out to the east, or the southeast, Florida, that is. Our lovely Paxton Quigley is with us right now for another segment of Cannabis Healing. Paxton, good morning.
Well, good morning, Adam, and hello to all of our Cannabis Healing listeners around the world. But first, I'd like to remind our listeners that my new novel, it's a thriller entitled Just Try Me, takes a very close look at sex trafficking. It's available on Amazon. We'd also like to thank our sponsors at Tikkun Olam, the world's leading cannabis company and pioneer in medical cannabis research. Tikkun Olam is now distributing its products in many parts of the United States, and that includes its hemp-based CBD, which is called Tikkun Hemp, and I'll spell that, T-I-K-U-N Hemp, H-E-M-P. It's now available everywhere by ordering online at tikkunhemp.com. Now today, we are going to talk about the leading cause of disability among adults in the United States, arthritis. Some 54 million Americans have been diagnosed with arthritis, and that includes nearly 3,000 babies and children who have arthritis or a rheumatic condition, and that's according to the Arthritis Foundation. Now, arthritis is painful, and it can be crippling, and medications that treat those symptoms often have unpleasant side effects and often don't work. What's to be done? Now, according to an online survey done by an arthritis support community called Creaky Joints, people are now turning to cannabis to help manage their symptoms. And more than half of those surveyed who had tried cannabis to manage their arthritis symptoms, 97% of them said it actually eased their pain. So here with us today to talk more about cannabis and arthritis is Dr. Benjamin Kaplan. He's a family physician and founder of the Boston-based CED Foundation and Clinic. Welcome to Cannabis Healing, Dr. Kaplan.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, thank you, too. Let's jump right in, Dr. Kaplan. Can you tell our listeners how and why cannabis helps arthritis symptoms when there's so many other medications, such as ibuprofen and steroids, that seem to have failed?
Well, the cannabis story, while it seems very new to us, is an old one. Humankind has been using cannabis for probably about 10,000 years, if not longer. And the tricky thing is we haven't known about it for the last 70 or 80 years for political sort of a reason. So much of the scientific boom over the last 100 years proceeded without really learning about cannabis. And what we're finally coming around to now is that although we haven't been studying cannabis, there is a lot of potential there. The medicine, the Western medicine we have now is mostly centered around illnesses that are treated with specific physiological-based treatments. So, for example, arthritis is often treated with anti-inflammatory medicine or medicines which might numb up an area. Or sometimes even medicines which will just feel less depressed or less anxious. Cannabis as a medicine works not just in one sort of narrow silo, but actually can work across different systems. What we see is that it can affect pain relief both locally, but also the suffering around pain. When someone is feeling pain every day of their lives, this becomes a disabling condition. It's not just my joints hurt. This is the 50th day in a row where my joints let me in agony, that I'm not sleeping, that I'm feeling depressed about it. And cannabis actually can help those systems at the same time. So it's opening up this wonderful Pandora's box of options that science, unfortunately, is a little bit behind on understanding. So what we're seeing in the culture now is people have rediscovered cannabis and that it's working, but then science also has to catch up. So the research we have, while supportive, is in its infancy, and we're doing lots more research, but there's still a long way to go.
Now, tell us about your patients. Are you seeing a lot of success among your patients by telling them to take CBD?
Yeah, I'm fortunate to have overseen a massive number of patients, close to 250,000 patients in my short career over the last 20 years. My current patient population is about 8,000 to 10,000, and I'm seeing the same kinds of numbers you quoted before. It's in the 80 to 90% range where people are finding that it's helping. And it's not helping everybody in the same way, but for some people, it's really helping them with their joint pains. For other people, it's helping them with adapting to the medicines that are uncomfortable. For other people, it's helping them sleep better, and really that's doing the trick for them. But there's no question.
So it's not, shall we say, an all pain reliever, sleep, you know, helper. It affects people in a different sort of way.
We're all individuals, and each medicine that we take is going to affect you and I quite differently. And there's the idea that cannabis is helping everybody for everything, but that's, of course, not true. That's silly. It does help, you know, Joe different than Jane and different than Billy. But each of them might find something which is better than their other options available to them.
Now, this past month, there were reports that were circulated that scientists had found a cannabis compound even more effective than aspirin for pain relief. Can you tell us about that so-called compound?
Of course. Cannabis as a plant is a production factory of medicine. For many, many years, people have seen cannabis as all about getting high. It was all about THC. In the last 50-odd years, we've seen a cultural party around CBD. But even CBD represents one drop in a massive bucket of this plant's production capabilities. There are other compounds in cannabis which do different things. Some of these compounds help us eat more. They're stimulating appetite. Everybody knows that is the munchies. But that is not all of cannabis. There's actually a different compound that people probably have not readily heard of called THCV, which actually does the opposite. It tends to take away appetite and increase metabolism. And imagine a population that thinks cannabis is only about gaining weight. If all of a sudden we have an option which might be actually stimulating the opposite effects, it'll be very interesting. And certainly these sort of same phenomena of misunderstanding about cannabis are true in the pain world. Some people see cannabis, well, few people more than not see cannabis as pain relieving only because it's numbing people's brains or making them feel distracted. But there are components of cannabis which actually help regenerate nerves that are damaged. And people that have what's called neuropathy can have some improvement with the compounds that are in cannabis.
Now, I understand that much of the information available about cannabis and arthritis is anecdotal, and that researchers are just only beginning to learn how cannabis relieves pain. What made you decide to go into this field?
Well, if I may, I want to correct your impression. There is probably 10 times more research around cannabis than there is about the common cold, or about a condition that some people are familiar with called fibromyalgia or even Lyme disease. There's a massive, massive archive of literature about cannabis. The question really beneath that is it great quality research? And there is some really good quality research, but the bulk of what we know about cannabis is either from plant research or from animal research or from bench research, meaning a chemistry lab where understanding what it's doing either on a computer or in a small system, in a petri dish. What modern medicine is called the gold standard, randomized control trials or review trials that kind of collect multiple studies, there isn't a robust literature about that, but it is coming. And anecdote is also not meaningless. You know, when we have geniuses among us, like Einstein, we're very excited about studying his brain. But that's only one brain, and what can we really learn from one case? People studying his brain think we learn a lot. And I think actually the stories we hear from people, individuals, is very meaningful, is very worthwhile. But we live in a sort of snobby scientific culture that thinks we have to poo-poo anecdotes and only pay attention to the highest quality data. I think that's misleading. I think that's not fair. And for your listeners, one of the things that I've tried to do personally with my foundation is make the literature not only available but free and Google searchable. For your listeners who are interested, the URL is tinyurl.com/Dr. Kaplan.
And can you say that again for our listeners, please?
Sure. It's tinyurl.com/Dr. Kaplan, D-R-C-A-P-L-A-N. And that brings you to a Google Drive where you can immediately search for back pain or anxiety or arthritis and find what literature is available in the cannabis world.
And briefly, can you tell us a bit about your clinic?
Sure. So I'm a family doctor. I'm board certified, licensed, trained in the normal, non-quacky kind of doctor way. I went to regular medical schools, and I studied to be a primary care doctor, and I did that well for a couple of years with a large patient population, except I'm a strange sort of doctor in that I actually listened to my patients. And what I kept hearing from my patients was that cannabis was helping. And for one person, it might have been helping their menstrual cramping. For another patient, it might be helping them sleep better. For another patient, they had gout that was helping them. And I was sitting there listening to my patients thinking, everything I know about cannabis tells me something different. In medical school, I learned this was only for people who didn't know what to do with their time or needed help and didn't have the wherewithal. And growing up, I mean, of course, I'm subject to the same stigmatized, misinformed culture that we all are. And I thought this was for outcasts.
Yes, but well, this has been very enlightening for us at Cannabis Healing. And I want to thank you very much, Dr. Kaplan, for being with us today. And would love to have you back on in the future. And especially if you can tell us about even more ways that cannabis can help. So thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. Once again, we'd like to thank Tikkun Olam for sponsoring today's show. Please find them at tikkunhemp.com, T-I-K-U-N-H-E-M-P.com. We invite our listeners to stay in touch on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn by searching for Paxton Quigley. Stay healthy, balanced, and stay in touch. I'm Paxton Quigley.